The next application is case number 11283. The application of Dee Dee Hone. The application is for, give our notes here. Located 100 feet south of Hickman Road, also known as Road 359, east of Fresh Pond Drive, and being 0.4 miles east of Cedar Neck Road, being Road 357, and being more specifically Lot 1 in Bethany Preserve Development, and identified as tax map roll as 134, map 9, parcel 1141, and requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. They are requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a sun porch. And gentlemen, we have no correspondence on this application.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lee.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dee Dee Hone, 30885 Fresh Pond Drive, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
We've lived on this property for 5 years and tried to develop the use of our backyard, which is backing up right to Fresh Pond Park, State Park, with a creek right behind our house. And the side of us is the water pumping station, which has been buffered by Leland cypresses planted by the county on our side yard. So they have grown huge, kind of into our lot and the back corner as well. We've tried to develop the use of this for ourselves for cooking out, eating out in the backyard, develop the backyard, keep the brush from coming in from the creek area into our yard. All of my family has had numerous tick bites, you know, all kinds of mosquito bites and everything, and there's just really no use of our backyard, and I have an elderly father living with me. So we decided to put in a porch and slight little deck for cooking. That's about it. Nobody wants to sit outside. So that's what our application is about, to get more valuable use of our backyard. Our lot does sit kind of funny. Our house sits kind of funny on the lot. We asked them to kind of move it up, but the builder would not. So we do have a uniqueness in that corner where the Leland cypress are. I did, I didn't know how many to print, but I do have a lot of pictures of my backyard from a lot of different angles.
Thank
where
you.
The surveyors, they did as well, and the Leland cypresses. And then the back pond creek behind us, if you want to show them. So I do think we have a unique situation with the pumping station and the creek right behind our house, creating a being problematic for us. Let's see what else. Again, I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property for us to have outdoor living space without getting eaten alive, literally. Out there, and we have tried to develop it with gardening and, like I said, keeping back the weeds, the thorn bushes that are encroaching in our yard out of the creek coming up. We don't feel like we have created this difficulty, as again, we've tried to maintain it. I do not feel that it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood at all. My neighbors have said how much value will be added to our sun porch. And as you can see through those various pictures, no one really is going to see the sun porch with the buffer of all the Leland cypresses and the fact that we back up to Fresh Pond Park and it's just park line. The only people that are going to see us are the hunters out there in squirrel season that come around with their dogs. The only house that you see in those pictures is our one neighbor who sent us the email saying county noticed that they had no problem with us doing it. And I also sent some pictures around of what people down the creek line with their houses out, you know, put in their backyard as far as for outdoor living space. So I don't think it'll alter our character at all, just add value. Let's see. We're just asking for the 5-foot variance as the lease modification of the property behind us. And yes, I think I told you all that it will provide tremendous relief for us to be able to use our backyard and have my father out there on the porch.
This is the back of your house?
Yes, okay. Yes.
And so you don't have any decking or outdoor space other than
right.
that little
yes.
backyard?
And we've gotcha. Tried to develop it with plantings, and that brush just keeps coming in our yard, the thorn bushes, stickers, everything. The more we work out there, the more bit we get, the bites. And the ticks were especially bad this year, so.
No one have Lyme disease?
Yeah. I think I'm an expert on research on those now.
Okay.
Is there any of the areas I didn't cover as far as?
The letter that was submitted is an email, and it's in summary. It basically states that the adjacent property owner, lot number 2, declares that we have no objection to granting any variance the applicant has requested.
I also have the approval from my homeowners association for it.
This letter is a approval. Your request to install the following improvements to your home in Bethany Reserve were approved by the Architectural Review Committee: sunroom, deck, and outdoor shower. This approval does not indicate conformance with any state or county or code requirements, zoning codes, drainage codes, or permission to change existing grading or drainage patterns. All drainage swales must be maintained free of debris and obstructions, and if any improvements are placed upon easements, they are at the owner's risk and may be required to be removed at the owner's expense. Please note that no modification may be made which will impede, redirect, accelerate, or otherwise adversely change or modify the flow of surface water to, over, or from the lot. Signs are prohibited. Please ensure that contractors do not place commercial signs on your property. You must adhere to the approved plans authorized by the ARC and any community regulations outlined in the governing documents of the association. As the homeowner, you assume all responsibility for the contact of the contractor, site cleanup, quality of workmanship, damage or to association property, and all future maintenance or of improvements. You're also responsible for any additional permits from Sussex County that may be required, and give the contact person.
Okay. Thank you. Dan, any questions from members of the board?
Mr. Nelson? The 8-foot width of your proposed area encroaching 5 feet into the setback, you feel that's a minimum to afford you relief?
Yes.
Okay. No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Morton?
No questions.
And Mr. Callaway, no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. Obviously, there's a uniqueness because of the shape of the lot and the situation of the house on the lot, as well as the wetland encroachment, if you will, because of the environment that the applicant has stated. I think she states a strong case that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It's obvious the applicant didn't create the wetlands or its growth and environment. We've heard testimony from letters that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare, and the applicant states that it's a minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,283.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I got a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,283. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,283 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.